This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Okay, the Minnesota Vikings choked before getting to the Super Bowl, but 2018 is still the year of the purple. With Pantone picking violet as this year's color of the year, we're looking at some lovely varieties for plants that'll please the purple in you. Wisconsin, don't worry, this will not harm your Packer card. Besides, every plant has some green. There are a couple of petunias that pop. From the Petunia series comes Starfish. It features the same compact, rounded habit of previous petunias, but with stunning bluish-purple star-shaped flowers that are accented with dark blue veining and white flashes radiating out from the center. Up next, Evening Sensation. Few petunias can be described as pleasantly fragrant, but this guy is no standard petunia. There are hints of hyacinth, sweet honey, and rose, with flowers a soothing indigo blue. The 5 to 8 inch rounded plants spread 30 to 35 inches, gorgeous in mass plantings or using containers in hanging baskets. Evening Sensation also boasts a high flower count. Look for pictures on GardenBite.com. Speaking of senses, there's an oregano you should think about. Kirigami is an eye-catching ornamental oregano featuring large purple-green bracts, rose flowers, and clear light green foliage. It has fabulous fragrance to attract pollinators in hanging baskets, borders, and rock gardens. Right now, you'll find Kirigami offered only as seeds. A 2017 AAS winner, Purple Twizzle Penstemon. This North American native blooms profusely with 1-inch tubular flowers on long, slender stalks that grow up to 35 inches high, making this beauty a magnet for pollinators from mid to late summer. Go to GardenBite.com for more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.